I'm Trisha Helfer, and you are listening to After the Credits at Row3.com.
Another episode of After the Credits. I am your host, Lorena Antunes, and joining me today, as always...
Je m'appelle Colleen, trois, cinq, trois, review.
Did you start early? We'll get to that later. And Dale?
The rather mundane sounding now, Dale McGladry from DigitalDoodles.com.
She's practicing. There's a good reason for the French. welcome to the March preview. I had to think about that because I forgot what month we were in. Hard to believe that it's already the end of February, the beginning of March.
February was not a boring month this year.
No, it was usually very quiet, and this year it just sort of like exploded. And, I mean, everything is going on. So before we get started with what's coming out in March, just a couple of quick housekeeping announcements. The Movie Club podcast, we're actually recording this week. Oh my God, it only took 2 months. So if you still haven't seen the movies, be sure to get on that. It's 10 Things I Hate About You and My Own Private Idaho, which I only started to watch this morning in preparation. So I'm getting my Keanu fill. I'm very excited. So look for that going live at movieclubpodcast.com next week. Also, if you're in Vancouver, Canada's Top 10 is screening at the Pacific Cinematheque. That runs through until, I think, the middle of March, so be sure to check that out. Lots of good movies. Too bad you already missed Botany Pool. Sorry. And finally, just a quick note. Also, if you're in Vancouver, Women in Film kicks off on Wednesday, March the 4th at the Van City Theater with New Media Day, which should be rather interesting. So if you're in town and if you think that's something that would interest you, be sure to check it out. I'll link to their website in the show notes. So that was the house cleaning. Are we ready to start into what's coming in March?
Sure.
Let's go.
Okay. Why don't we start with a bang with Watchmen? Zack Snyder's... Oh. Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
What is... Who has taken over Colleen?
Wow.
Speaking French and now this.
I just find this whole thing been hyped to death and now I just... I've gone past excited to now just apathetic about the whole movie.
I can understand that, actually.
Well, I can understand it,
I don't
it,
know
but...
if I want to do opening night. I mean,
no.
I want to see Watchmen. It's looking really cool, but I don't know if I want to go through the hassle of like standing in line for hours in the crowds. And
I don't know. For me, that's half the fun.
Wait. Well, with the right crowd.
Yeah. Dan and I will be there Saturday night, not opening night, but we're going the second day it's open. So it should be fun. But, I mean, it's adaptation of, is it Alan Moore?
Alan Will Moore's, Eisner?
No.
No.
That's The Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
I believe this is Alan Moore's epic graphic novel. Zack Snyder did 300. He's familiar to this territory. I think it looks pretty cool, but then I've been avoiding everything. I've seen the two viral videos, and that's it. I haven't seen anything else. I just went on a strike. Blackout. I don't want to know.
I think that's wise.
Yeah. I wish I had.
Probably be a little more excited for it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's going to be okay. The reviews have been sort of mixed. Some people really like it. Some people are not liking it quite as much. But generally, it seems to be fairly positive response across the board. But I guess we'll see. We'll see what the big critics say because so far it's pretty much just been the online media. But Watchmen, March 6th. Also opening on the 6th, The Horseman, starring Dennis Quaid, and I'm going to kill her name, Ji Jiang, is that her name? And Lou Taylor Pucci. And this sort of looks like a ripoff of, it's somewhere between The Flock and Seven.
I was thinking Seven, totally. Yeah,
with the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a biblical mystery horror.
Yeah.
It didn't look bad, the trailer.
No, it just looked
Well, that's your guys' territory.
I don't know. It just looked kind of dull.
Yeah.
Like, been done. But actually, I thought it was worth noting that Jonas Åkerlund, what's with these names? The director. He actually directed Spun. Have you guys seen Spun?
No, I have not.
It's freaking disgusting, that movie. It leaves you feeling dirty once you finish it. And the fact that he directed
that. A lie and a wire brush film.
Oh, it's really bad. I mean, it's not a good movie anyways, but yeah, I felt like I needed to take a shower after I saw that. So the fact that he's directing a horror movie is either probably really smart, but I don't know. Dennis Quaid, if it opens nearby and I have nothing better to do, I might see it. Also opening on the 6th in limited release, Tokyo!
Tokyo!
I feel like you need to do it with the, you know, the funny exclamation mark at the end, since the movie has the exclamation mark at the end.
You know what? I find it interesting that they chose three directors that
aren't Japanese
and do a movie about Tokyo.
I think that's part of the charm of the story.
Yeah.
It's the director of The Host. I'll avoid doing the bad pronunciations. Director of The Host, a French guy who's none of his films I've ever seen.
Well,
yeah.
The French guy isn't Gondry then.
No.
Because you know how Michel, to say his name.
Yeah, Michel Gondry, we know from, you know, Be Kind, Rewind, Eternal Sunshine on the Spotless Mind.
Yeah.
Whatever else. But so it's three guys doing three basically short films about Tokyo. I saw this at the film festival and I walked away feeling confused because I didn't, there's really no connection to any of the movies other than the fact that they take place in Tokyo and they don't really tell you anything about the city. But then I was talking to somebody that actually lived in Tokyo for a long time. And he's like, well, so we start talking and it's kind of like, oh, so the movie did have a lot to say about Tokyo. If you're not familiar with the city, you might not get that. So I don't know. It's sort of some people are really going to enjoy the wackiness of it. And it is pretty crazy in parts.
I think I'm going to try and see it because
yeah, and it's
God
a
knows
lot
I
of
like
fun.
The wacky.
And I mean, the middle film is called Merde.
Mad.
I just thought that was hysterical. Like, nobody needs translation for that. But on the bottom it says, shit. Thought it was pretty funny. Also opening in limited release, 12. This is the Russian remake of 12 Angry Men, which was, I think, nominated for Best Foreign Language Oscar, not this past year, but last year. And it's finally coming out. And it looks pretty good.
The original kicked ass. Mm-hmm. And it had Jack Klugman in it, which is one of my all-time favorite heroes. Quincy. But, you know, it did look good. And normally anything that remakes something, I usually get a little bit of a twinge over kind of thing, like, why are you doing this? But it actually does look
yeah, it looks pretty decent.
Decent.
Also opening on the 6th, Everlasting Moments. This was the Swedish film, I believe it's Swedish, about the woman who sort of finds herself through photography in the early 1900s Sweden. And I thought this looked really good.
It looks interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, but...
Oh, really? No, I thought I was really taken by the trailer.
It does look really good, and I would think about going all the way out to Vancouver to catch it.
Yeah.
The trailer left me wondering if it wasn't overly emotional driven. It did look intriguing, though.
Yeah.
For those that don't mind subtitles and...
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it looks pretty
I like
good.
How it was shot. And very pretty film, too.
Yeah, well, and I sort of like these... Well, period piece on
yeah.
there.
I don't
Woman
mind,
finding herself
I don't
there.
Mind period pieces, but yeah, the shooting, at least, you know, the portrayed in the trailer had a very distinct aesthetic, and maybe I wasn't responding to that either.
Some of those cameras look kick-ass.
Yeah.
Oh, all the
I
little slidey parts and
I thought
gears.
I should have known Colleen would be talking
cool.
to the technology. And we're going to mention this for our Canadian peeps because you guys rock. Pontypool opens in Ontario on March 6th and then expands across Canada on the 13th, including opening in Vancouver. So, good God, if you are near a theater that's playing this, you
get
yourself
to a cinema. God damn it. It's
yeah, we're
awesome.
We're very excited. This was very, very good.
Okay.
So
more
Pontypool,
on that later.
Yeah, so Pontypool opens March 6th across Canada and then expands on the 13th. So look for that. It, apparently opening in the States later this year. Moving on to March 13th, and in limited release, Kiyoshi Kurosawa's Tokyo Sonata, which looks kind of like your sort of run-of-the-mill family drama, family falling apart after father loses his job. But I thought it looked kind of interesting, and I like the director. And the actor who I recognized from somewhere, I'm not going to try to pronounce the guy's name because I'm sure I'll just kill it, but he stars in Tokyo!
Tokyo!
Plus, he was in Sukiyaki Western Django, so that would explain why his face looked familiar.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure it'll open anywhere near us, but if you're in New York and LA, look for Tokyo Sonata. Moving on, and I think I missed one. No, I didn't. Maybe I did. I don't know. Phoebe in Wonderland. I'm totally lost on my sheets here. Starring Elle Fanning, Patricia Clarkson, and... somebody help me. Felicity Huffman. And it looks like it's the story of a young girl who daydreams?
Yeah, would in and out be? Of fantasy.
Yeah. I wasn't sure whether the movie was going to be playing with the boundaries or not, but it definitely looks fun.
Yeah, I thought it looked really charming.
This month for me isn't looking too thrilling, but this is, besides Watchmen, the other movie that I actually...
would see.
Want to make an effort to see in the theater, yeah.
It looks pretty good. I agree. Colleen, any comments?
I don't know. It all depends on how busy I am, but I might see it.
Moving on to the 13th and Escape to Witch Mountain.
No.
Isn't it?
Race to Witch Mountain.
Whatever, it's Witch Mountain.
Mountain. For myself, mid-30s kind of thing, Escape to Witch Mountain was a Disney classic that I totally... It is a crap film now as an adult looking at it, but like as a kid, I loved that film.
So wait, this isn't the remake? This is like, honest to goodness,
This is a remake.
Oh, okay. Because I've never seen Escape to Witch Mountain, so I don't know.
I don't think it is a strict remake. They're trying to get back to it or something like that.
There was a couple Witch Mountains.
Yeah.
Done.
Oh, okay.
And
news to me.
All I know is that the Battlestar Galactica frack party last night, the trailer came on, and there were a couple people in the crowd that's like, saw it as a kid, loved it, got to see this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Colleen didn't even want to look at the trailer.
In which case, some of the people in the crowd that had, like, seen the movie as an adult for whatever reason kind of cringed, and they're like, no, you don't understand. It's just, I saw it as a kid.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I got to be there.
It's a childhood Disney Saturday evening movie thing.
And having said that, having actually seen one of the Witch Mountains, I forget which, as an adult, I mean, it was pretty bad by today's standards, but...
I agree.
Judging from the trailer with like Dwayne Johnson, it looks like they've done fun update for.
If you have fond memories of those films growing up, yeah, go see it.
Oh yeah, except for the fact that it's directed by Andy Fickman, who also directed The Game Plan,
nice.
Also with The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Dwayne.
We'll move on.
Probably.
We should have checked
idea.
The box office to see. If The Game Plan did...
It didn't... it probably made money. I wouldn't be surprised if it did. I mean, The Rock's pretty charming as far as, you know, screen presence goes.
Yeah.
But, also opening on, surprise, Friday the 13th, there was actually two in a row.
We have another one, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Oh, that's because February's a messed up month.
Yeah, exactly.
28 days.
So we have The Last House on the Left. This is the remake of the Wes Craven. I guess horror classic, I guess you could call it. Though I still haven't made my way through the entire movie. In the woods, shit happens, people get killed. I don't know, I think it looks kind of okay.
Well, actually, I mean, for horror plots, just going solely on the trailer, it looked like at least a variation on that horror story in as much as... Yeah, well, it's in the trailer, so I won't spoil it. In as much as, like, you know, she comes back to the parents' house and finds herself in that situation. But
yeah.
This is your kind of movie, too, not mine.
Yeah. Like the strangers meet funny games, but with no sense of humor?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
There you go.
Sleek, you're on a roll today.
Okay, do that as in haiku.
Later.
And I just want to mention that Guns N' Roses cover is actually not too bad. It started off badly and then... sort of.
Oh, yeah. I wish I had a camera for your cream.
Yeah, I was kind of like, ew. Oh, what? It's kind of not that bad.
Maria, what's the problem? It's the cover.
I'm conflicted. I hate it and like it at the same time.
Kind of. Also opening on the 13th, Sunshine Cleaning. This is Amy Adams, Emily Blunt, and Alan Arkin starring.
You know, this is probably, I'm going to watch this probably as a rental. It looks fun. And
oh, yeah,
I'm kind of an Emily Blunt fan.
It's ditto. Yeah.
But do I want to see it in the theater? I'm not too sure.
I don't know if I'll have a chance to see it in the theater, to be honest. It's opening in limited release.
I doubt I'll ever see this film.
Really?
Yep.
But they clean up after dead bodies.
I know, and that's appealing and such, but oh well.
Okay. Moving on to March 20th and the movie that everybody cringed at when I said, do you want to see the trailer for this? Knowing. So I want to know what the affliction is. Is it because it's another Nicolas Cage film, or because it's Nicolas Cage, or just because it looks like shit? Which one is it?
You mean the reincarnation of David Carradine? David Carradine isn't dead, so that'd be awkward.
Well, but he's got the hair down.
And what's with wearing the Nehru colors, man?
The first trailer, it was like, I just don't care about this story. The latter trailers where they've added those mysterious men has me a little bit intrigued, but...
Lost ripoff.
I haven't watched Lost.
I'm newly indoctrinated into the Lost world.
The cult has a new follower.
Yeah, sadly.
But there was just nothing about this trailer that kind of spoke to me.
I think Alex Proyas has officially jumped the shark.
Sad. Yeah, I've liked Proyas's last work. And if a crowd was going to say, come on, Dale, let's go, because it's Proyas, I might give it a chance.
Yeah, and I mean, that would be the only reason I would even consider seeing it.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know what, all things considered, I mean, Bangkok Dangerous was bad. I mean, Dan and I actually watched that.
Saw it?
Oh, yeah. It was really, really bad. But still, for some reason, I see his name and I just, I'm drawn. It's so bad, it's good kind of thing. Except for Bangkok Dangerous, which is just bad.
You know what? If I'm going down to Tinseltown and catching four or five films in a row and I need something to fill the time, maybe. But
no, this will play everywhere.
Well, no. But I'm talking like in between films.
Yeah.
The filler. I'll go see Nicolas Cage.
Also opening that week, one that I think actually is looking very good, and that's Duplicity. This is the Julia Roberts and Clive Owen film directed by Tony Gilroy.
This one looks fun. And who did
Michael Clayton?
Yeah, and it has that kind of Michael Clayton aesthetic vibe.
Yeah,
with the dialogue and the look.
It does, though. It also feels a little bit like the Ocean's films.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ocean's 11 meets Burn Notice meets.
But
Michael Crichton.
It does have that feel, but it's still. Just solely on the trailer, swinging towards more of the Michael Clayton. And there's some interesting tension in the trailers that, if they carry that off in the film, should make it fun. Between the two main, Julia Roberts and Clive Owen, yeah.
The only downside for me, really, on this is the fact that Paul Giamatti's in it, and it sounds like he has a small part and might be killed. So, hey, I might have to go for that.
It's all good. It's all good. I don't know. I'm actually quite happy to see Julia Roberts sort of pop into movies every couple of years. I don't need to see her in everything, but every few years, it's actually kind of refreshing to see her come up again.
She's kind of not on my radar.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt is on my radar.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I sort of forget about her, and then she sort of shows up in the movie. I'm like, oh, yeah, Julia Roberts is back. And then she disappears for a few more years. So it's all good by me. And I don't mind her. And so I think this looks pretty good.
Does nothing for me.
Like I say, I'm neutral. I don't not like her, but she's not a draw either.
You guys suck. Moving on.
Well, I will say she was a fun character in that Tom Hanks CIA movie about Afghanistan. I can't remember the title of
it. Yeah, the one where he played
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I know the one.
Yeah.
Can't remember the name of it for life of me, but I know the one. She played the
the rich Texan who was. Yeah, that was a fun character.
Yeah, that was. Just trying to remember. Don't worry about it. I'm moving
on. See, so I don't have the hate on for Julia.
Okay. Moving on. Also opening that week, The Bromance. I love you, man. Totally love you.
No interest. Bye.
What?
I know you have a total thing for...
Dude, it's Paul Rudd and Andy Samberg.
But
holy
still.
Crap. I'm in shock.
Why should this shock you? Like, I totally panned Hot Rod.
Yeah,
I don't like the dude.
This is Paul Rudd, man.
Yeah, admittedly.
Andy Samberg is only in it for a bit.
Yeah, I get the impression he's in it more than I'd like.
Dude, it's about a guy who's trying to find a guy friend.
Well, a guy who's getting married and has so few guy friends, he doesn't have someone for a best man.
Yeah,
so
he needs to find some guy friends.
Take one of your girlfriends as your best man. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, in this day and age, that would have been the appropriate response, but there you go.
But that would have been pointless because then you'd have no movie. Well,
a good writer, but...
Yeah, well, you can't have everything, so I'm hoping Paul Rudd will rescue it. Moving on. To also opening that week in limited release, Sin Nombre. This is a film about a group of Honduran kids trying to get into the U.S. I thought it looked really interesting. I particularly liked the character design for the gangsters. And I have a feeling that's probably more realistic than I'd care to actually know. But I think Kurt described it as Slumdog Millionaire, only racier or something like that. I don't know. I thought it looked interesting. No comment?
No comment.
A little bit dark and realistic for my normal taste. I like the dark, but I don't know.
Not really appealing. That's fine.
I don't know whether it's just the day today.
Yeah, it's
overcast.
Seems like,
It's nap day.
It's nap day.
Marina overruled us and said we couldn't have a nap.
God, she's
mean.
Such a taskmaster.
I'm quite the bitch, I know.
That's right. But she made us coffee and gave us jerky, so it's okay.
That's right.
Well, I've partially managed to rescue myself. Mm. Also opening that week, I've actually forgotten what week we're on. I think we're on the 20th.
Doesn't
it's quite
matter.
Sad. The Great Buck Howard, which I thought looked kind of fun and this sort of classic entertaining kind of thing. It stars Colin Hanks, John Malkovich, and Tom Hanks.
This is really... I don't think there's going to be any in-between for this movie.
You're either going to like it or you're going to hate it.
I think so.
I'm totally with you there.
Just the whole concept is like a go-for-broke kind of concept.
It is.
Like the Royal Tenenbaums. Either people totally dig it or they... What the hell was that I just watched?
Yeah. That would be me.
John Malkovich. So it's about a... I keep thinking psychoist, but that's...
A mentalist,
thank you.
There you go.
A mentalist who had his heyday in the Johnny Carson days and makes a comeback.
Yeah, pretty much.
Only that it's told from the point of view of...
his manager.
An assistant or something, yeah.
It looks like it could be a lot of fun.
It does. Well, and Malkovich looks like he's having a lot of fun.
Yeah. I love
Malkovich. I just love his voice.
Well, he does have a good voice. He'd have a good radio voice. Okay, moving on. Also opening that week... In limited release, one that looks so bad, it's definitely either going to be like shit or kind of funny. Super Capers.
Oh, man. I'm not even sure what audience this is aimed at.
I don't know.
This is definitely going to be a rental. Whether I see it in the theater or not, I don't know. But it does look, like you say, so stupid it's fun.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to end up renting this just because I know
Clint
from
Howard.
Track.
Because you have
record,
to be half-baked to laugh.
I kind of like Sky High in a weird, messed up way. Mystery Men, I kind of like that. Like something about bumbling, bad sort of superheroes.
Mystery Men was great.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Mr. Furious? I get angry.
But this isn't as smart as a Mystery Man.
No, really.
Definitely not.
It looks like it was shot without any shadow. It's just kind of light the whole set.
And, yeah.
You know, there's no lighting nuance at all. There's certainly no writing nuance.
It's going to be absolutely horrific, but it might just actually be entertainingly horrific at the same time.
Yeah, very true.
If they can hit the right... notes with the jokes, it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it has some minor potential.
Yeah, we all have to go cinema slumming every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. This is really slumming it, though.
Actually, that's a good name for a website. Cinema slumming.
You heard it here.
Yeah, copyrighted after the credits. Colleen Vince.
Hooray.
opening the last week of March 27th, Adventureland. This is Greg Mottola's new film, director of Superbad. Stars Jesse Eisenberg. Is it Eisenberg? Oops, I can't pronounce anything today. Kristen Stewart and Ryan Reynolds.
This one looks fun.
Yeah, it looks like fun.
You know what? Ryan Reynolds, Bill Hader. Yeah, you know what? I'm tempted to go see it. I'm not thinking it's going to be great cinema, though.
No, I liked Superbad, but I didn't love it.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of like, oh, what else? It looks like fun. If it opens nearby, nothing better to do. I'll go see it. Looks like fun.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. This, the story concept, the guy needs to go for summer job.
Ends up at...
working at Adventureland, which looks like the CNE or something.
Yeah.
And, proceeds to interact with the locals and hilarity
ensues. Summer of his life.
Yeah. Don't eat the corn dogs. Don't ever eat the corn dogs.
Also opening on the 27th, probably one of the movies that most people are looking forward to, and I'm not quite sure why. Monsters versus Aliens.
Oh, God. I just want to say, you know, to...
DreamWorks?
Oh, was it Paramount? The theater chain that is hosting the 3D kind of...
Yeah, it's all of them.
Yeah. You know, as far as those glasses go, fuck you.
I have my own. I refuse to pay the extra $3.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Will they? Did the old red and blue ones work?
I don't know.
If you have your own, will they let you go without...
Probably not.
Yeah. Like that... give me a break.
Yeah, it's just another money-making scheme. But I mean,
and the 3D
sure.
doesn't actually. The 3D doesn't even work for me. So, when I went and saw Coraline, it didn't. It sort of kicked in a little bit, but
for once, Cineplex didn't have that option near me. So,
yeah.
Yay, watching.
Yeah.
It
I will
not
definitely.
3D.
I am looking forward to the movie. I mean, it looks like a fun animated.
Yeah, it does look like fun. I don't know. Seth Rogen is like this green blob.
Now, which oh man, I should know this, but which theater or which production company is this? DreamWorks?
This
or?
Is DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a DreamWorks cartoon. You have basically like the title says, Monsters versus Aliens.
Yep.
Hilarity ensues.
The aliens are attacking and they bring in the monsters.
To defend.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit dysfunctional monsters.
Yeah, it looks like it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Also opening on the 27th, The Haunting in Connecticut. Excuse me. Which we had a bit of a joke with
this
trailer
actually kind of gave me some chills.
Yeah, the trailer
was really
effective.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks
it's still
like
not my
kind
of movie, but
be scary in points.
Yeah, I don't know. The trailer is impressive. It's really nicely cut and the music is really effective, but looks like the Amityville Horror.
Yeah. The rotting apple kind of freaked me out.
Oh, rotting fruit is always bad. Also opening.
Dismember it, but man, when the food goes
I have no problem with killing
awful.
And blood, but you know what? Somehow I'm a rotten apple biting into it. It's just wrong.
No, but it is a really effective trailer, and I think it is part of it is the editing and then the sound design is really good.
I've always hated the whole imagery of someone there while you're sleeping.
Mm.
That freaks the crap out of me.
So it might work, actually, you know? It seems like it. You know, most people seem, we at least here, we seem to be fairly positive on the trailer. Hopefully, maybe they'll do well. Who knows? Also opening on the 27th, oh my God, it's John Cena. 12 rounds. I guess one movie didn't actually kill his career, so we're going for two. And this time we're bringing Freddie Harlan along for the ride.
Does anyone else like find any irony in the fact that he did the second Die Hard? Like, this just looks so much like the second Die Hard all over again.
Like a ripoff directly.
Yeah.
I just want to see Cliffhanger now.
I mean,
like 16 Blocks meets Speed meets freaking Die Hard.
You know, sometimes you do need something that's like totally... brain dead action.
Oh yeah, I'll see this.
But
it's John Cena, man. It's got a wrestler in it. I'm going. Doesn't matter.
If I have nothing else to do, I'd watch it.
And if we don't go, we usually rent them. I don't know why. It's WWE, man. We gotta support.
I'll still want to actually say yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, somewhere in the film. I'm almost convinced of it.
Also opening on the 27th, The Education of Charlie Banks. This is Fred Durst's film, was released. I played at Tribeca last year or 2 years ago. I see Dale's writing me a big note. I saw the note. But sorry. So The Education of Charlie Banks, this is Fred Durst's film, played at Tribeca last year or the year before, was really well received, won an award, and then sort of disappeared. And now I guess Anchor Bay has picked it up and decided they were going to actually give it some sort of distribution. I thought it looked kind of interesting. Also, Jesse Eisenberg, this guy's sort of popping up everywhere. And it's about a kid who is in college and meets some guy from his past that starts causing all sorts of trouble. It could work. It could be good. It could be bad. I don't know. But
trailer didn't grab me.
Oh, really? I really liked this. I actually liked the teaser better than I liked the actual trailer, which I'm not sure what that says for the movie itself, but I am curious.
I think I'll just go rent Charlie Bartlett instead.
There you go.
Well,
get some Marty J.
It's a different film, but yeah. Close enough in names that I'm going to go with that instead.
It's the kind of film I don't know if you want to trust the trailer for.
Yeah. I don't know.
For judging it.
Yeah,
it sounds. Wait and see what the buzz is.
Yeah, for me, it's interesting enough that I'm curious. So I'll check it out if it comes nearby. Also opening on the 27th in limited release, Ramin Rouhani's, I don't know what it is with these names today. Goodbye Solo.
It's the day.
It is the day. I'm blaming it on the day. The director of Chop Chop. Yeah.
Say that five times fast.
Oh, God. His new film.
Everyone looks at me. Damn
it. His new film, and I think it looks kind of interesting. He's got a way with human stories that are heartwarming without feeling cheesy. So I'll probably see this at some point next year when it eventually plays in Vancouver. The way these things go. And also at the end of the month, The Accidental Husband, Uma Thurman's new film.
Oh,
which I think was supposed to come out last year and died somewhere in box office hell.
I like Uma Thurman. I would so love for I. this to work, but...
It's Colin Firth. I would love for this to work, but it doesn't look like it's working.
I don't know. I just don't know. Based on the trailer.
No, it's pretty bad. The idea is kind of interesting,
though.
Well,
the idea is interesting, but... Yeah.
And the idea is that she plays a very radical radio talk show host who gives some advice to a woman that results in the cancellation of a wedding, and the husband decides to take revenge.
The fiance.
Yeah.
So he fakes a marriage certificate with the buddy that...
It looks like it could be fun. Yeah. I don't know. And Dale wrote me a note because I totally forgot. But Dale, you want to take this one?
Yeah, I don't have the date.
It's March 20th.
March 20th.
Yeah.
Canada only, the good news is it's simultaneous release, and they got theatrical release. So you're wondering what the hell I'm talking about. It's RIP, a Remix Manifesto.
Oh, yeah.
We have an interview up on the site.
I'll link to it.
I'm really happy to say that some other people that I know have seen it and have been as enthusiastic about it as I am. It is about copyright and what's right and wrong with it, from told kind of from the point of view of Girl Talk, which is kind of a cool guy who does mashups, and
very crazy ass mashups
done by Brett Gaylore, and his point of view of exploring the issue through Girl Talk. So it's opening in Canada, theatrical release. It's also simultaneously being released on the internet, so you can download it and take a look. But go see it in the theaters. This is something that is definitely worth supporting.
Yep.
By going to see in the theaters.
So March 20th, a theater near you. Look for it. And that's it. That's the month. Very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
I thought it looked better. But
there's some movies that I want to see, but I'm not super excited about the whole
anything,
month.
Yeah.
Watchmen.
That's about it for me. and Pontypool again.
I'm glad that RIP's coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, and
I'm
going
to have to catch up with you guys on RIP or on Pontypool.
Pontypool. 2 weeks. Oh, dude.
You know,
so awesome.
I was saying earlier, last year it was about the surprise genre hit Let the Right One In with vampires. This year it's zombies.
Yeah. Oh, and you're thrilled with zombies.
Oh, yeah. I love zombies to begin with. But, like, completely different take, different style from anything I can think of, really.
Yeah. So this was your March preview I still can't believe it's March already.
I know.
Good God. Come on by Row 3 for all your movie news and reviews. Come on by. We're going to link to all the trailers, I guess the interview. I'm sure there's something else I need to link to that I'll think of when I'm actually doing the post. And stay tuned to After the Credits for more fabulous news, because we have some good stuff coming up for you in the next couple of days. Yeah, so I think that's it. Until next time.
We'll see you after the credits.
Yeah.